Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Maaseh, The Journeys of Week 43, 6th Aliyah. And the congregation shall deliver the manslayer out of the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge, where he was fled. And he shall dwell therein until the death of the high priest, who was anointed with the consecration oil, because he should have remained in a city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer shall return into the land of his possession. Numbers 35, verses 25 and 28. Who will deliver me from the prison of my mistakes? The death of the high priest is mentioned three times here. Once again, we see the number three as a sign to the death of the Messiah in the context of the high priest's death. It's a reference to him. The only thing that could deliver one who had killed a person by accident from his prison was the death of the high priest, he who was anointed with the consecrated oil. The Torah points out that the high priest was anointed in order to point to Yeshua the Anointed, in Hebrew HaMashiach. Through his death, we have been set free from the consequences of the sins we have committed unintentionally. Dear chosen one from among the nations, if you are suffering in a prison because of terrible mistakes that you have made, you need to know that Yeshua's death has also paid for you to be set free from the consequences of your sins, so that they are not brought up against you on the final judgment. Blessed be the Eternal for the death of the Eternal High Priest. Shalom.